When the assignment was given to me to do the Vespers for this evening, knowing that it was Trinity, the Trinity week, I set about to do a multimedia extravaganza, trying to define the essential nature of the Trinity. That was on Monday, and on Tuesday morning I fell from the scaffold, and all of a sudden the falling became more immediately relevant to me than the Holy Trinity. I thought, as I responded to the fall by recuperating on the couch and writing some things down as to what sense all of that made, that when it was all done, it would be worth sharing with you what I wrote, as much as I hate to read. In fact, as much as I hate to write. Because at least as I understand it, Vespers is supposed to be an affirmation of us all, of what we have done during the day and meant, and not done and not meant. And so this is the Tuesday after Trinity. Sunlight was in one corner and rain in another. Snow curved overhead. The music was from the New World. And we danced blasphemingly on the edge of our lovely gibbet. Trees of the fall season, all brown with blue ribbons where the holes should be, hung over us, wanting to be finished, asking to be fastened to the walls. Trees shouldn't float so long, and their cry to be wedded to a wall should be answered. Such a delicate edge between summer and fall, dry brushing the gentle contour, patting the powder blue, and stretching to the ultimate length of brush and arm together, and together we fell from there. We let go of the New World, but held on to the brush, and floated abruptly in a most singular direction, marking the landing with powder blue above an already unremarkable ochre. And the floor became the ceiling, two floating heavens with an aching fool between, catching breath and sucking in the importance that made the fall worth more than the falling. So this poor Icarus for 15 feet beholds creation's king become his brother by falling from his father, past the years of all created light, past the pieces of hurting history, past the prophets and the skeptics, past his chosen family, past the belly of his mother to the cave of earth, to share with me a landing place. What was your falling like, baby brother? How soon did you adjust to the damp cave's glow? Did it hurt to have your throne become a feed box? Was it such a come down, being the image and not the image maker? Such glory you left behind, creating seasons, gently patting the difference between winter and spring, so the hard edges wouldn't shock us into disbelief. And now your little girl mother grunts you into the straw. Are those baby bawlings an early ailey ailey? Or did you tumble from the throne because the weight of love became lopsided and overpowered you? Purple was the mantle of mountains, now it must be the cope of your passion. Red was sun and a pillar before your people. Now it oozes from under the thorns and washes us bloody. Black was gentle, cool, and velvet-speckled evening. Now it hangs from the gibbet and marks you gone away. Was it hard to climb your scaffold, God? Can you dance above us a lamb damned to the wood, vinegar buckets up and down all under a dirty ceiling, business below as usual, save for thunder and a torn curtain and tombstones helter-skelter? And was this coming down easier than the first time? Gentler, quieter, no angels announcing, ropes leaving no burning trail, and mother whimpering in a cave again, her son in her gut, and no way to push him out. No way to push at all, for rebirth is a pulling, a summons from the throne, and white and yellow and gold are you gone again, yet with us still, with us as we hammer and forget, as we paint and blaspheme, as we sing and scream, as we converse and curse, and wait beneath your scaffold to be pulled through the grill, unshredded. 1,400 sparrows today in this territory alone. We have not sown or reaped or gathered into barns. We have simply fallen and have been recalled to mount the gibbet. Praise God. Amen.